Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Good morning, White Sox fans. I'm Jim Margulis, and this is your White Sox wake-up call for July 27th, 2021. Mike Minor is the guy who ended the idea that left-handed starters couldn't beat the White Sox. Now he's the guy who showed the Royals that the White Sox can be beaten at Kauffman Stadium. For the third time this season, Kansas City picked up a win in a game started by Minor against Chicago, and this 4-3 victory snapped the White Sox 10-game winning streak at the K. The story before the game was Eloy Jimenez's return to the White Sox lineup, but he looked like somebody who's going to need some time to get back up to speed. He went 0-4 with two groundouts, a strikeout, and a popout. However, the White Sox as a unit just produced five hits and couldn't get on the board until Andrew Vaughn poked a single through the hole in the right side for two runs in the sixth inning. Alas, the White Sox were down 3-0 at that point because Dallas Keuchel had problems with the long ball. He allowed just six hits and a walk over seven innings, but three of those hits were solo shots, two by Jorge Soler, and a gut punch of a homer by Andrew Benintendi in the bottom of the sixth. Keuchel had retired Salvador Perez and Soler without incident and got ahead an 0-2 on Benintendi, but Benintendi worked the count full before hoisting an outer half sinker over the wall in left center for what turned out to be the decisive run. The Sox did make it tense in the ninth as Yoan Moncada doubled and scored on Adam Engel's single. Alas, Engel took off for second on a full count with one out, and Brian Goodwin lined into a 4-3 double play to end the game. The White Sox have now lost 4 of 5, and they've scored only 10 runs over those last 5 games. Eventually, they're going to have to give a starting pitcher some margin for error. For the time being, they still lead the AL Central by 8.5 games, as Cleveland was idle. The White Sox will try to start a positive streak tonight in the second game of the 4-game set. It'll be Dylan Cease against Brad Keller. Keller comes into this game with a 5.84 ERA and the league lead in hits and walks allowed. So if the White Sox don't generate traffic against him, well, perhaps it'll provide some motivation for rumor fodder as the trade deadline draws one day nearer. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Central on NBC Sports Chicago.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Down on the farm, the White Sox will have some roster reshuffling to do, as they formally announced the signings of all 20 of their draft picks. They also announced the signing of 5 undrafted free agents, including San Diego State University ready Cole Semus, the son of former Sox reliever Bill Semus. Only the White Sox rookie ball affiliates played on Monday. The ACL White Sox lost to the ACL Indians 7-6 in 8 innings. Misael Gonzalez continued his torrid stretch by hitting a homer and a double along with 2 walks, while Benjamin Bailey also went 2-for-4 with a homer. In the other game, the DSL Blue Jays beat the DSL White Sox 5-1. The first seven hitters in the lineup combined to go 0-for-19. The bright spot was Carlos Hinostroza, who threw 2 2/3 scoreless innings to lower his ERA to 0.96. The full season affiliates will be back in action tonight. The Charlotte Knights return home to play Jacksonville. Birmingham heads an hour north on I-65 to play Rocket City. Winston-Salem travels to Greensboro, and Kannapolis hosts Salem. With the Dash hitting the road, we'll see where Luis Robert spends the second week of his rehab stint. Around the league, the Oakland A's reportedly reached a trade with the Chicago Cubs for left-handed reliever Andrew Chafin, sending two prospects to Chicago. There are some other rumors floating around with 4 days until the deadline, but nothing is as close to completion as that one is. Going through some scores, the Twins handed the Tigers their fourth straight loss, winning 6-5 in 10 innings. The Red Sox extended their division lead with a 5-4 victory over Toronto. Boston now leads Tampa Bay by 1.5 games. Andrew McCutchen hit a 3-run walk-off homer in Philadelphia's 6-5 win over the Nats, so the Phillies gained a half game on the Mets, who split a doubleheader with the Braves. As for the Cubs, they walked off the Reds 6-5. Craig Kimbrell pitched, but Chafin did not. That'll do it for this edition of the White Sox Wake-Up Call. Visit SoxMachine.com to talk about the game, the draft class signings, and coming later today is the latest edition of Farm Fortnite, my bi-weekly look at the White Sox farm system. That post is exclusive to those who support Sox Machine on Patreon. If you haven't signed up, you can do so at patreon.com/SoxMachine, getting an ad-free version of the site and show for just $2 a month. If you'd just rather subscribe to the regular Sox Machine podcast, you can do so wherever podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to the Sox Machine podcast. For SoxMachine.com, I'm Jim Margulis.